Hey, Carolyn.
What?
Solar Wind Hacks?
Yeah, you know the company Solar Wind?
No. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
They were hackers.
It's a company,
but that has
nothing to do with the solar winds that blew that made a lot of people lose a lot of shit. They're calling it, the tech body is owning up to say, oh, solar wind? Oh, yeah, here's a solar wind hacks. And so we got you. They're even blaming it on some Republican somewhere, we're sure.
Is that a Chinese company, Solar Wind Hacks?
It is.
The name of the company is not
solar
Hacks.
Wind.
It's just Solar Wind,
right,
but it is funny that the solar winds are blowing. And, you know, the Bible solar winds. And there's also a company named Solar Winds that is being blamed for hacking. And Ion is sending it, saying it was the real Mother Nature Solar Winds. Right,
is
Ion?
Is that the famous winds that are unveiling?
Famous winds,
The disclosure, the responsible disclosure comes from FireEye.
FireEye.
So these solar wind hacks, who's losing what? Wall Street's losing money?
Cozy Bear lost a fortune. And Berserk Bear lost a fortune. And SVR lost a fortune.
There's a company called FireEye. Publicly traded cybersecurity company in California.
Yeah. So why did they lose everything?
They got hacked.
Because the solar winds blew, and they're taking position for a data breach. They're blaming it on solar winds, which is hysterical.
But actual solar wind wrecked their digital boards?
That's what he's saying.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
CrowdStrike doesn't know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The Android meme, sorry, darling, we didn't mean to interrupt, but let's get on with this. The Android meme is blaming the condition for the solar ramifications of the condition of a Galileo event.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works?
Yeah, they got to blame something.
Up, so they're blaming the wind. So now this makes a big deal. So now this is bad. This is bad. So what it does, it tears up Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Texas are upon
you. Oh, poor Texas.
Yeah.
Why?
Raise your head against Bob Dobbs and see what happens. Raise your head up against Reverend Stang. Preach one more goddamn sermon. Yeah. We suggest, you know, it's turning blue every minute. It's just turning blue with their $200,000 power bill. With a $17,000 power bill, that's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's moved back to Dallas, Karen.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So now they're worried about the Orion security breach.
What? The Orion. Uh-huh. Hmm. I mean, look at that.
You're going to find that from Sunburst. It just keeps getting better and better and better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything's bursting apart. You know, they can't contain it.
We would say yes, but it only matters if they can contain or prescribe or initialize or blame it on something. See, baby, you'd be left to kismet. Well, Kismet's been redirected through the tech company.
Right. So here are the words, Bob. You know, just plain and simple on the internet. The Solar Winds Orion breach surfaced during a time of transition at the company. Indeed, a planned CEO transition from Kevin Thompson to Sudhakar Ramakrishna occurred on January 4th. 2020. Mm-hmm. Also, the company is striving to spin out its SolarWinds MSP business as a standalone publicly traded company in 2020. Mm-hmm. So how did they annoy Ion and the tech body?
Because but when they added the WannaCry reference, WannaCry, WannaCry, when they added the WannaCry reference, that's when it all went down.
Okay.
See, they never read it. They never read Ezekiel. These bumps looked at Ezekiel. They don't know what's in the dry bones. See, if the bones are good, the rest don't matter. They don't know
right.
what they're dealing with. They don't know how the winds apply. It's a
right,
simple
right.
thing.
WannaCry was a ransomware attack.
Yes,
was SolarWinds involved with that?
Most certainly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. See, the malicious domain was interrupted by the WannaCry reference. They didn't know what to do. And the bones are good. The rest don't matter. See, you can't tell the difference between physical and technical regards. That's what we've been saying. That's what medical science, that's why people don't go to the doctor anymore. They can have a Zoom doctor visit. It's about as good as somebody sticking something up your butt from a digital probe of the prostate. They can do that from a Zoom appointment now. Really? Really? Is that how that works? We're a little confused. We're a little confused. Only now, doctors today use gloves, unlike you, Carol, and doctors today, they use gloves.
Down and dirty.
WannaCry.
Ransomware attack back in May 2017.
Yeah.
You remember hearing about that? People would say they've been hacked and they had to pay a few thousand dollars in order to unhack the hack.
Kill
so
trick.
Anyway, here's these words you said: the malicious was interrupted by the WannaCry. The malicious something in SolarWinds was interrupted?
Yes. Yes, then they caused the kill switch. The potential kill switch. Get the phone. Get the phone, Bob. It might be the president. You never know.
Okay, so did the WannaCry interrupt SolarWinds on purpose? Or was
okay,
it a tech body?
We have to say no comment.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You have to look up Vinod Kumar.
Vinoth. Yeah. Kumar. Vinod Kumar, retired. No, he's a footballer. That's not going to work. Zinon.
K-U-M-A-R.
Z-I-N-O-T-S. Kumar not coming up. Let me put him with SolarWinds and WannaCry.
Well, do Vinod Kumar and Reuters.
Mm-hmm. We've got a Vinod Kumar, security researcher, alerted the company last year that anyone could access SolarWinds update server.
Yeah, that's okay. One with the password.
Okay.
SolarWinds 123.
So he alerted them and they didn't listen?
Correct. They thought it was stupid.
They never listen, these jerks.
That's why it makes us look smart. We're just doing the silly stuff, and it makes them look smart. But now we didn't Now the next step is SolarWind or Ion.
Well, I get those words. earlier when it said SolarWinds Orion breach surfaced during the time of transition of the company. Is there more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, saying Orion.
Yeah, we're going to turn that to
Orion.
Yeah, or Ion. Or Ion. That's right.
Or Ion. It's Orion.
It's
or
Orion. Orion. Yeah, but mm-hmm. yeah, the
or
Ion. Orion.
As opposed to onion.
Is this company very important?
SolarWinds, yeah, it's totally in the news.
It will be. It will be in 9 seconds, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Why is it so important?
Because it's going to break up. It's going to break up the mm-hmm. OS system, the OS operating
yeah.
system for yeah. modern-day chain-based computing.
The OS maker, operating system maker, began investigating the breach in mid-December after it was discovered that Russian-linked hackers breached software vendor SolarWinds and inserted malware inside. The Orion IT monitoring platform, a product that Microsoft had also deployed internally. That was the operating system. So
The IT performance, the way they monitor it, and the way those platforms mm-hmm. are laid to optimize it, to make it more sheer or sheen, when they made it a la carte, it let you be free to do whatever you want to do. When you became free, guess what? That infrastructure put you into 10 nodes or 10,000. And so now, it's all controlled. So anyway, you go, the Orion platform is doomed to fall from an NPM, Network Performance Manager. Yeah, no. The fall of the cloud is the SRM, the Storage Resource Monitor. It's going to be there. You just can't reach it. Remember, Carolyn, when you used to run your business on the dashboard? You remember?
Yeah. Right.
Remember the dashboard? You used to live mm-hmm. your life with that to see what was your coverage and how many people hit the site and how many people bought and then they didn't buy and all those algorithms
yeah.
from the IT infrastructure grow.
Yeah.
See, that scale is what's going to let them fall. You see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the SRM is the next step that will be what? Hacked or invalidated?
Like a Nubian princess, not worth much today.
Oh, God. mm-hmm. Okay. Woohoo!
You need to look at the SRM. Now that you have mm-hmm. smart, now, just now, you have smart people around you, you can ask them about
mm-hmm.
an SRM and then shut up and let them tell you something.
Very
important. It'll help you with your pricing tools for what you're trying to do.
Uh-huh.
Ayn said 2 weeks ago, I think it was Thursday, 2 weeks ago, just be quiet, wait 2 weeks. Well, we've arrived here, and what has happened today or what was coming, did it happen yet in this two-week interval?
We would say it's happened, you just don't quite have the news flash yet.
It's not the fact that FedEx, Federal Reserve Board, had to move some monies around yesterday.
They did
that.
They
shut down.
Yes, they did that. They did, yes.
Because they had a problem, which Ian predicted 2 weeks ago, or it's not connected to it?
That is connected. It certainly is. And that's also a bigger picture, a larger picture of what you know. See, that's the thing. You know things, Bob.
Yes. And Cliff High, he predicted that the economy would be a major crash in yesterday and or the day before. I think just before our day, which is today. And then the shifting around of the Federal Reserve was a reflection of what Cliff High intuited was coming. He was on to something a little bit there, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you once called me.
Yeah, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful because he's half. Uh-oh, we lost Carolyn. She must be going to bed.
He's half
right.
Right. And the Ion said about his methodology, it was sort of wacky, but he'd scan forums.
It's dangerously lacking. He'll take a half a hypothesis and prove a point by it. And we go, okay, great. You know, the sky is blue, but that's not what you're trying to argue.
Okay. He's not sure what his formula does, and he'll take anything he gets.
He'll fuck with anything or everything, yep.
Right. Okay. I just saw a headline, new COVID variations in New York City. I see new variations, new mutations are in headlines all over the place. Is that glimpses of the bad stuff coming or the bad stuff's here? The plague.
Bad stuff's here. Bad stuff's here. It's just catching up.
And people, the inside doctors concerned and monitoring that, they know this is bad. They're not saying it in headlines.
Yeah.
But they know
that's why they're having so many troubles. That's why they're saying, don't matter, you're going to die. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, you're not. Yes, you are. We're going to have immunity by April. No, you're not. We're going to have immunity on the old, and we're going to have herd immunity on the old one. COVID-19, we've taken care of, but there's another one. Oh, God. Now, what is this?
They're saying the COVID cases are going down because that's over, right? No wonder there's no more of that. There's these other cases that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's why they've just launched an airstrike against the Iranians, Iranian-backed forces in Syria. And they also just took away Joe Biden's nuclear launch codes because he's in problem. He doesn't have his faculties. And so we're looking forward to Nancy Pelosi becoming the sitting fucking president of the United States of America because they're going to impeach fuck up Kamala, yeah. They're going to impeach Kamala right out of the chute. That 25th Amendment thing was not for Trump that she put through. That was for Biden. So it's all good. So we just give you a heads up. What's up?
Right. So she went against Biden, and someone who controls Biden is mad at her, so she goes down. What you're saying?
No, she's going to become the president of the United States of fucking America.
No, you said Pelosi would.
That's what we just said. Pelosi would.
Okay.
You said Pelosi was against something. That's why we are going by your words.
Okay. I'm going by Kamala Harris. I thought you were saying they're going to do a 25th Amendment against Kamala Harris or against...
No, 25th Amendment, where they said if you're incompetent, we're just going to take you out, no conversation. That was against the sitting president, Joseph Robin Biden. Okay, and then, so that would make fuck up Kamala the president, right? Except they're going to impeach Kamala, just like they tried to do Trump. They're going to impeach Kamala because she's the one who put people out of jail, made bail for people in jail who went back and killed other people and did other things, which is a travesty against the United States of fucking America.
So is the Senate, the Republican Senate's going to impeach her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Senate.
Do they have a majority?
Well, they have a 50-50. They have a 50-50 vote, and she is the president, and she has the tie vote. Well, if they're impeaching her, she don't have a vote.
Right. So the Republicans have enough people to get to implement an impeachment, and that's
they
coming
got,
soon.
They got 50.
They got 50. Yeah, they got 50. And the other guy's got 50,
no,
so it'll be tough.
And there's no tiebreaker because Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker because she's the vice president or the president of the Senate. So she has to step down, and when she steps down, then it's like she's gone.
And then Pelosi steps in.
Then Nancy Pelosi would become the sitting president of the United States for a second until they can have a constitutional convention. But
Obama said – all blacks should have reparations. Is he talking to his hat? What the hell is he? Is that going to happen?
No, that's not going to happen, Bob. Don't worry about that.
But he's a double. He's not the smart original Obama. He's just a dumb double.
Makes no difference. Obama's not even smart. He's now figured out how to watch a movie about white people and blood diamonds and something, and figures out a gar. He's going to get rich by eating furry lens legs off or chin off or whatever.
Well, he's doing dialogue with Bruce Springsteen. Is that silly?
Maybe. We'll have to see.
Yeah. The people in the news business, it must be a horrible job. They have to scrape significance out of nothing. Does that cause a pressure on them? They don't last long in that world? What do you think?
Maybe. That's fine.
No, I know what they do. They think it is significant. They think they're doing important work.
They're right. That's exactly right. They're a surgeon who only does good surgeries. It's just that some of his patients don't live through it, though.
Right. All right, very good. Now, they're doing it again. American Airlines, yeah, we saw a UFO. Yes, Bob is right.
Yes.
And talk to the FBI. Talk to JW.
Yes.
The point is, I'm thinking, they're not competing with me. They're preparing to make it believable why I met with the alien. Correct?
So they're you don't have to prove you met with the alien. They're proving that there are aliens to meet.
That's right. And so they're doing that. The aliens are probably doing it, getting ready for Bob's meeting, correct?
Mostly.
Or are there another faction trying to claim authority and revealing stuff so they can get to the aliens? Right?
Don't do all that. Don't. Cause you're going to have a triple force, and then you're going to have goddamn Stacey Abrams be the alien that you're going to meet. And don't do that. Don't speculate. Don't deprecate the condition of this is that and tit and that and this and don't do that. It'll go bad.
All right. Now in
go
this,
soft. Go with what you know.
Right. Now Adam Curtis, he makes these documentaries. He's famous for Century of the Self. His thesis that we've made people more and more individualistic and selfish, and the world's falling apart. He's ambiguous about it, ambivalent. He's not sure if it's bad that we did this or maybe it was bad. The point is that he makes this history of the last 50 years and makes Carrie Thornley, a sub-genius, and before that a Discordian that influenced the sub-geniuses, make him a key figure in this history of the 20th century, or at least of the last 70 years. What is that? Because that's referring to me. That's really talking about Bob, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's in there. I get the best. I get the acknowledgement because I know who he is and what it means, but I don't have to be subject to it and get the disservices of fame, right?
Well,
perfect.
Hopefully, we'll see.
Adam Curtis knows
you haven't had enough fame. You haven't had enough fame to complain about it yet.
But he's focusing on Carrie Thornley for some perverse, instinctive, intuitive reason. He doesn't know he's really looking for Bob. That's the thing. He doesn't know, but he's coming close by accident. Correct? That's how to look at it.
Okay. That's good.
Yep. Okay. He gave us a lot of details on SolarWinds hack. Hack is part of the title of the company, the word hack.
Mm-hmm.
And that disruption is a dismantling of the old cloud, which I brought up when she was talking to you, and you stay with that. That's the main point, right? Clouds being dismantled.
Okay.
These are important companies.
It's being broken. And they're using companies to make that being something significant. It's not significant at all. What's significant is that if they're all withering as in heights.
Right, and they are important companies.
Yeah,
they were.
Yes, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
We said good. It's all relative, so whatever.
I think someone was saying that there are energies coming around the sun and impinging on the earth. Would they be energies from the...
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, it's Scott talk. But he's trying to make it conventional.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, and he's trying to make it conventional what is actually ion's effect on our frequencies here.
Yes,
it's not energies coming around the sun. And in Veda, Indian, Oriental knowledge, mystical knowledge, they have something called Panth, P-A-N-T-H. Is that something that you would correct, define better than what the Veda scriptures say about? Would you say? Is it in the corpus callosum? Does it affect the corpus callosum?
It's above the corpus callosum.
Was that above the hypothalamus?
Well, below the thalamus, yes.
Below the thalamus, not the hypothalamus, the thalamus, and above the corpus callosum.
Just beside the pineal gland.
And that's where important energies are catalyzed, gathered, emitted. What's going on in the past?
Yes.
All those things.
Mm-hmm. It's where you reconcile all of your condition. Or the condition that your condition is in we spoke about to death, remember?
Yes, and you would activate a portal through that part?
Well, don't say portal because you just fuck everybody up. Let's say you'll activate a pea brain. How about that? Can you deal with that?
Yeah, pea brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you bring in the idea.
We're not being cheesy. We're being easy.
All right. So it's a little more complicated than that, but that's not relevant to know.
Yeah, that's really perfect. Perfect words. Because we could give you the bill of particulars and the blow-by-blow, but you wouldn't understand it anyway, so it don't matter.
Right.
Good.
But humans made...
You're doing better.
...part of the... Right? Humans made this part of the brain, and when they were gods, I guess, so we created all
this. They made this hiding place in the brain to confound and confuse the little man.
Okay, all right.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you don't get lost in space. Danger, Will Robinson, dangerous.
Now, Thomas Aquinas used the phrase sensus communis. It's what I think McClone means by tactility.
You told Scott you was going to try this to see how it's going to go. Ooh, we sure wish you the best of luck.
What? Tell him what we just said about Pant or about sensus communis.
Sensus communis, that you were going to bring it up, but you told Scott, because I don't know what kind of mood I'm going to be in. We'll have to see how it goes. I may get some stuff. You should try to do the same thing if you gave a fuck about what you're actually asking about, but we're going to ask about it. We might get something, we might not, but we'll let you know.
Yes, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, the sensus communis, Thomas Aquinas' term.
Communis.
Yeah, which McClellan translated as tactility, tactility being the part of the brain that organizes sensory engagement.
And what you would call tactility squared. That's what you would call.
Ah, good. That sensus communis is tactility squared?
It's what you would call it, yes.
If I understood what was happening, it would sound like what
you
I imagined.
You do, because it's whatever is. No, you don't have to understand it. It's whatever is multiplied by itself. Trump is a bad dude, okay? Trump is a bad dude. Times Trump is a bad dude himself would be the sensus communis.
Yeah, is that one by means of two or you versus you?
No, that's not squared. One by means of two is not squared.
All right. What about you and you?
What about you and you? It has nothing to do with this conversation.
Right.
Thomas Aquinas didn't reach to that. There was no splitness. There was only the reality that you embraced or you didn't embrace. Have you read Thomas Aquinas?
A little bit, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's what that would be referring to.
What I read.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so people like to say he described the exterior senses and the inner senses. And
yeah,
I've been asking.
It's anterior and exterior. Anterior,
right,
and exterior, better said.
Are the anterior memory, cogitative reason, another couple
reference
words, imagination?
Points. Reference points of the id. The reference points of the id. Not the ego, but the id.
Are the external senses the ego?
Depends on if you embrace them or not. See, I don't watch Fox News, so I don't know. Okay, well, then you have to leave that out of the conversation.
All right.
See the rub?
Yeah, so if you take the electrical environment.
I like you. I just don't know why. Okay.
That's the external senses?
Correct.
Right.
That feeling. Can we say an emotion that was a driver? Can we say that? Because
that's
Aquinas was trying to weird, because none of it made any goddamn sense when you really, really, really look at it. None of it made any sense. But if you could have anything that made sense, that would have to be about the level that you could embrace. Do you agree?
Mm. If you were getting close to what making sense.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, right. So then McLuhan would say we extended the central nervous system. Tactility has been extended. That scrambles the anterior and the exterior in the chemical body.
It would.
Right?
It would. It would indeed. Good.
Okay, that's very good. All right, I have another statement, article. Chiral water superstructure forms around DNA is the headline. It's called resonancescience.org. Anything that we're doing that is reflected in that title, chiral water superstructure forms around DNA?
No. No, it's not.
Not important.
They're trying to. No. It's important, but it has nothing to do with what we're doing. They're trying to use CRISPR or dog sperm to prove that there's a condition outside of this position.
Gotcha.
Now that sounds
okay.
Like a little bit of double. No. That sounds like a little bit of double talk, but it's not.
Yes.
It's just straight as we said it.
Very good. Now I have here woo energies from space, and we get into pants and all that. Is our woo energy something to do with whoop whoop?
Whoop! Can we get a whoop whoop? Yeah, can we get a whoop whoop? That is so hysterical. You mean the whole whoop whoop condition from your ridiculous dude goober man? Is that one you're talking about?
Yes, he brought it up, I think. You said you wanted to comment on it.
Oh, yes, we sure do.
Okay, comment on whoop whoop. What is it?
Nothing. It's an excuse for why you can't know anything. It's the known parts of not knowing.
Would that be called a preconscious by established psychology?
So some would say precognizant, if you said it the right way.
But the preconscious is trying to get to that phrase. You got the wrong word.
Yeah, maybe. But see, they're saying the woo-woo,
right.
It's not woo-woo, it's woo-woo. The woo-woo position is the one that's outside of what anybody could possibly ever know. See, so that's the woo-woo part.
Well, that's God.
See, we did more than you thought we would do, didn't we?
Yeah, but if you say it's beyond what we can know, that's what people think of as God.
Maybe, but they don't know who God. You can say that and say okay, but they don't know who God is, so it don't really matter. So it becomes transcendentally a non sequitur in a second, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. The next point, you were talking in the previous session about one and lineage, And Opinel is one. St. Germain is one. That means they never died, so they didn't start a lineage, correct?
Correct. They are their own lineage. They are their own lineage, which means like the Highlander, you know, the Highlander, the series, they're only one. There can only be one. So the race is to kill all the other immortals by chopping their fucking head off until you get to the last one, and that's the lineage of one. That's what we're talking about in reverse. You get that?
Well, you're talking about that they're going after me. That's why they're going after me.
Yeah, in reverse. In reverse, trying to find them all. So when an immortal meets an immortal, they chop the head off, and you get their power. They're trying to liken to the baguettes. In Deuteronomy, where they're begetting, giving you the chain of DNA backwards, forth, it's the opposite way. It's the alternative way. So that series gives you an example of what the condition is. Now, that's a glib, clicheable archetype. Okay, we'll give you that. But it does give you an example of one line that you're filing or filling. Kind of like Lady Gaga will give $500,000 for her lost dogs, but she can give a fuck about her dog walker who's laying in intensive care. You know?
Okay, so what is the proper
current,
order, not reverse?
That was current events, Bob, current events.
Yes, I get that. But was she ignores Ion at this point, right? And Carol?
No, she does not. She's just scared. She got concerned and she got scared because the zeitgeist overcame her. She was lost. And that's what happens when you get colored. Well, sorry, we can't say colored. Next thing we'll be saying nigger. Can't say that neither. Okay. She got jaded by the persuasion. Jaded by the persuasion. We have nothing against Stephanie. And she's going to be fine. Just like everybody's coming back around, that all of a sudden they're realizing that they was country before when country wasn't cool. You know,
you
Barbara
mean they're coming around they're coming around to country, or they're coming around to Iondom, or both?
Yes, around to Iondom when it was, because now all of a sudden it's going to be cool. Because now, see, the cancel culture, you're going to uncancel the culture. Well, how the fuck does that work? Uncancel America is as bad as the cancel culture in the first place, isn't it?
Uncanceling would be a little better because you're not canceling.
Is it? I don't know, but either way, if you're uncanceling America, you have to acknowledge that America was canceled. Don't you?
Okay, right. Okay, so back to the one and lineage.
So goes back to your parma, your pharmacology that you're trying to lay out. If that is in case true, that could never occur because the id would never acknowledge the ego that would give you the power to cancel something in the first place. Would it? Notice how up speak and the up talk?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Nice. You got that. Did you get that? You did. Are you just fucking with us or did you really get it?
I don't think
you just fucking
got
with it. You just fucking.
No,
you're
I'm,
just fucking
I'm
with it.
More, no, I got more questions. I got more questions about it.
Hurry up!
So,
we gotta get some air.
Gotta get some air.
Gotta get into the air. The moon's full. Hurry up.
Okay, so what is the forward movement? You were talking about something's in reverse.
Uh-huh.
Give me what the original proper order is before it's reversed. What were you talking about?
Don't know. We don't know. You are making it up as you go. You're trying to give the order, like, you know the playbill? Do you know what a playbill is?
Yes.
Okay. You're trying to find out what the playbill says is to occur, or which act follows the next act in that order. But there's no set motion. You make it up as you go. That's why it's a zeitgeist that you're trying to recalculate or right justify too. There's that right justify again, Papa justify. You're going to break these chains. You're going to come back to what you know. Now, we know what it is, but that doesn't help you and y'all. The superfluous y'all, we don't know who they are. They don't have a clue. So to give you the order would be their order. We don't know their order, Bob. It's changing. That's why we're being very stupid careful, because we, the last thing we want to do is engage one more tiered level of what you call probability, because it's already south. It's south of the border, Bob, south of the border.
Okay, so you chop people's heads off and get back to the dark soul, and then you have to deal with the dark soul. And Ophel ever have children?
From sea to shining sea, Bob.
Right. So
Ophel, father of many. He's the father of many. Almost as many as you've had, Bob.
Right, but they're not lineage, because he's still here. Ophel still exists. Right?
Yeah, it's a part counterpart. How many children do you acknowledge? You don't acknowledge any of them. So
that's right.
Really, really doesn't make a difference what we say. If you don't accept them, you're not the paterfamilias if you don't claim it. Are you?
Right. So this is why how Ophel remained one, not claiming any lineage issues.
Or okay. If you brought them up, he might chop their head off. You know, those really late term abortions are popular these days.
Yes. Now, when we fell, and you have the flood, and maybe an earlier event.
You don't mean Seinfeld. You don't mean Seinfeld. You don't mean Nelson Thal. Well, Nelson Thal probably did too, though. But just saying.
Right. So you have these falls, and
right, Niagara Falls.
Yes. What is the condition that Homer was dealing with? And there was exist before
the
Homer.
The power of the Senate. The power of the Senate. Homer
in Athens
is the judge. Okay. In Bethsaida, there was no difference. There was only that position then. So wherever it was in the whole wide world, whether it was in Rome or in Constantinople. Made no difference.
It was in those places, is what you're saying.
Yes.
The Senate. So you had the power of the Senate, and that bothered Homer.
Well, that's what he was trying to overcome, as you know.
And he was trying to overcome it by writing stories about Ulysses.
The Iliad,
yes. And he thought by writing it and explaining it, the people would go for it and change.
Nobody read it until it was too late. It was the maniacal monocle. The maniacal monocle. Nobody read it until he was gone.
Right.
So what difference does it make? We say, you're making a point, and then we dress up the point, and you go, oh, yeah, right. Didn't have anything to do with that right then. So, no, what he was writing didn't help anybody in the day. Good. Okay.
But the condition. Okay, so the condition of Homer's time was partly writing, and the phonetic alphabet came in, and of course, Kuhn makes a big deal of that.
It's conjunctions. He was trying to lay out a storyline, whether somebody embraced it or not. They had to embrace the story.
So the content was important for Homer. That's all there was content.
We would like to just say yes, but we'd be too clever by half if we did that. Because you don't have the rest of the story. There was a reason for the Odyssey and the Iliad. There was a reason to write it. You haven't addressed that in the id or the ego. So in order for your pant to work, you have to address that. Otherwise, we're just pissing in the wind, just saying.
Well, technology had gotten complicated by then. And so that was part of the conditioning and prison that Homer found himself in the Senate.
The construction of the roads were great until you got a compass to figure out which direction you were going. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, they were great until they got a compass. The compass ruined it?
Just asking. We were asking you. We don't know. It took a long time to build them, but it's kind of fucked off after the. That's what made them superior to the world, is they had roads and aquifers.
And that was cool, and then it flipped into a disservice?
Once they had enough knowledge to know they were fucked up.
Right. Okay, so the story of Ulysses is...
That's glib. We're going to give you that. That's glib. But we're not trying to argue that. We're just trying to say that's a noted point of how this is not correct or appropriate. So we're just trying to say, all right, step it up. All right, let's move on to the next level. All right, what you want to do now? You see, where's the conversation go from here? Now, if you do it like that, we go, oh, okay, because now it's something that's potentially embraceable. Maybe. Well, we don't. Now we're negotiating, you see. Did you get that? That was a good part.
Yeah.
That was a good
part.
Was
Ulysses a tragedy as presented by Homer?
No, it wasn't a tragedy. It was a current event. It was a current event.
Was Ulysses a particular living person that people knew?
They still do.
They still don't. He's still alive.
That's
so,
right.
Again, the famous archetypes almost that classical literature wrote about, including the Bible about Jesus, they all tended to be ascended people that were being written about.
They did.
Correct?
And then they had to get, and then they were proven, say, you take the Bible, which they say Scott makes a big to-do about, oh, well, you can't change anything in the Bible. Well, hell, how many goddamn versions of the Bible are there right now? There's a million of them, and they keep making more of them every day, every day, every day. So that's pretty stupid. And then you come all the way back into that conversation and go, wait a second. What are we talking about here? Now we have versions of the Bible that you're having to embrace on the other side, which even is even more what you could say, you say, silly. So you can add and subtract. Always, all the time, apparently, as has been done all the way through, which he argues is what's wrong with us because of our chapter 23 in Revelations.
Yes, you expose more about chapter 23 than John Dee or any of those guys thought they were dealing with.
Correct. So far, we're getting warmed up, though. We're going to see how it goes. It's getting pretty good. It's getting kind of hectic, Bob.
Right, so chapter 23 was found on the internet, and people said, "Oh, Ion got that from the internet," but they didn't understand that Ion put it on the internet.
We put it on the internet. That's correct, and that's the whole conversation. And then that's where they found it. See, that's why it's so hysterical, because you had the bits and pieces. But we had to make it a certain way; otherwise, you can't have something indigenous and new unto itself. Otherwise, we become the creator. We're not Davros.
Mm.
In the Daleks.
Yes,
we're not the Daleks. Otherwise, we'd create it. We would be the creator of you. And then we would be the God, and then you'd have to worship us. That ain't what we try to do. We're trying to bring you up to God so that we can worship you. You see? But
and Daleks and Davros. Yes,
Doctor Who reference. It's a Doctor. No, a Davros.
Doctor
it's
Who.
A Doctor Who reference for the Daleks.
Right, so you have the Daleks, and you're explaining Ulysses. I think you were. You were explaining Ulysses.
And the Daleks are the tech body. The Daleks are the best working. The Daleks are the best working machine, God, tech body reference that's ever been made. We've never ground it down everybody's throat holes, but the Whovians. We'll start using words like Scott. The Whovians prescribe it, that's how God works, you see.
Right, so the Daleks is the best portrayal of the visualization, dramatization of the tech body, is what you're saying, so far in literature or TV shows, correct?
Darn skippy, darn close.
All right. The gin that's, I assume, still visiting Roxy, does the gin take Remag or any of our products?
A little bit, but not much.
Yeah, because, that's the point. She gave him some. He had a problem, and he kind of fainted. Is the Remag not good for a gin's constitution?
It's striking. They have a hard time.
All right. And with all our products, right?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Oh, I have something. Here's something. This is I Xerox. I made a copy. Somebody's saying, what I'm revealing in today's Situation Update podcast is shocking and stunning. NASA is engaged in a massive cover-up about life on other planets, and the Pentagon now admits to studying UFO wreckage taken from crash sites. There is a cosmic war to exterminate humanity and transform Earth into a post-human future, and depopulation globalists are working in alignment with those anti-human forces to achieve this outcome. This is way bigger than politics, economics, or climate. This is the cosmic truth about the war against humanity. That's bullshit, but it could be the angels. He's really describing the angels, right?
Mostly,
it's angel talk.
And angelic forces, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a friend, an acquaintance of Carolyn, Mike Adams, and he's quite extreme. So that's a pretty extreme statement, and it couldn't be further from the truth. There's no cosmic war of war from the aliens, other than if I blow it when I talk to the aliens. There might be a war out of that one. Right. But so far, it's not as dire or bad as Mike Adams is saying here. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Hooray!